7 past the hour, and everybody should be in their places by now. Jennifer?
Places, everybody. Places.
Roberta?
I'm here. I'm here.
Showtime.
Present.
All right, now we only need one more.
Oh, stop your foolishness.
There he is. There he is.
7 after the hour, the Doug Stephan Good Day program. We have the G-Man with us later in the hour?
We do not.
Oh, we don't.
It's interesting.
All right.
Background story. Doug wanted to see if Gordon Liddy, who's just 30 feet down the hall from me, wanted to come on and chat about the 40th anniversary of the Watergate scandal. And until I walked up and said, "Hey, Gordon, good morning," I had forgotten. He must have had 200 interview requests last week to talk about this.
Of course.
He turned every one of them down.
Did he?
Yeah.
Really?
Really?
He's just like, you know what?
It's over.
It's over. Yeah. I've said everything there is to say. It's all on the record, and
I respect him for that.
Yeah.
Even though tell him my feelings are hurt because I just wanted to talk to him.
I'm sure he's very concerned about our feelings.
Right.
Feelings. Okay.
So it's story time. This is Beyond Good Day, where we all have stories, relative stories, important stories, stories of success, stories of failure, stories of burden, stories of advancement. And remember that your mind in general is how you, if you have control of your mind, that's how you will advance. The true essence of your mind. Why are you looking at your fingernails?
I'm looking at the length of my fingers. You'll find out why later.
Huh.
You should look at yours, too.
Really? This sounds intriguing.
Yeah.
Huh. All right. See, now, this is the trouble.
Is this going to be the new episode of Doug Television?
Yeah.
Is this going to be on YouTube?
This is Doug Stephan TV. Yeah, that could be it. All right, so anyway, when you're thinking about what's inside of you, do you think that what you have inside is what people on the outside see? And have you ever thought about that? Do you think other people see you as you are, Richie? Do you think you see you
do
as
I
other
think
people
I see,
see
me
you?
Like other people see me?
Yes.
No.
And why would that be?
I don't know. I don't think any of us, the image that we have of us in our mind is maybe close, but not what other people think of us.
Roberta, do you think the same of you as others who are, for example, your children? Do they think of you the same way as you think of you?
I think so. Really? I'm very real. I'm very, very real. And I don't
so what does that mean? I'm fake?
No, but I really don't put out a lot of filters, which sometimes
Roberta,
is to my detriment.
Yeah.
I don't have a lot of filters.
Whatever. But here's the question, Roberta.
Yeah.
Your mental image of yourself.
Uh-huh.
You may think you're real, but what you think of yourself as opposed to what they think of you are two different things.
Mm-hmm.
You don't know
that
they're thinking, you know, because we all think of ourselves as either we're...
Yeah, I don't believe anybody matches up with what people think of them perfectly.
Right,
so
think
Jennifer,
not perfectly, but I think in general.
Jennifer, do you match up to what other people think of you?
No, people will fall over when I say that I'm shy and that I was the shyest kid in school. Mm-hmm. And unless you really know me, no one ever knows that about me. Ever, ever, ever. Because I don't want to burden people that I meet with my shyness. So I've made a commitment to myself to try to overcome it. But still, at my root, I'm pretty shy.
Really?
Jennifer, here's what Jennifer gets. Jennifer always gets this. She's so cool. She's so nice. She's so fun. She's so smart.
She is all those things.
And then she thinks, I am not all those things that you just described me as.
Well, then that's your parents. Then I would take your parents to test because if they didn't instill that in you.
No, they instilled that in me.
Oh, so then why don't you have it?
What do you mean?
Well, you just said.
I don't think she's as confident inwardly as she would like to be.
Then somebody someplace in your environment as a kid growing up has taken, has
you.
Stolen.
Okay.
It's me. All right. Let's get to the bottom of it. If it's me.
You were fine until, six? How many years ago?
Yeah. Until then, the world has fallen apart.
Perfectly balanced.
All right. Okay. Have I gone through everybody? Heather, I gave you that opportunity, did I, or didn't I?
No. I think that often I come across as, you know, it's, sweet Heather, like, pat on the head, like, aw, you know.
I wouldn't want to meet you in a dark alley.
Really?
Yeah, well, you know.
Way too cheerful in the morning, Heather.
I am a happy girl in the morning, but I think a lot of times throughout my entire life, it's been confused as a weakness.
Really?
Hmm. Huh. It's not. It's not. I could be happy and fun-loving and whatever, but when it's time to do business, I can get down to business.
You listening to this, Doug?
No. 800.
What about you? You haven't played Dougie.
I haven't played Dougie. Do I think people think of me? I think sometimes I think I'm getting across, and then once in a while I get an email or I get some involvement, some conversation. But most often,
yeah, you never mean to hurt anybody.
It's people who listen to me and hear half of what I've said. But I will tell you that it used to be.
How do you know they hear half of what you said? Maybe they heard you just fine and disagree with you.
Mm-hmm. No,
or maybe they think you're an idiot. You don't know that they only heard half of
any
or all
of
those
things.
You don't
have to hurt anybody's feelings. Ever.
No. It's one of the big problems I had with Toni was her not hearing because we all have filters. Mm-hmm. And the filters that we have, that we have developed, are the things that get in the way of so many. I mean, at this age of my life, you'd think I'd be over my father telling me when I was a kid, you ought not to do this, you can't do that, you shouldn't, blah, blah, blah. But it still comes up. It still rears. I mean, I've done a lot to overcome it. But I think that that, in part, has been in the way of some of the things that I haven't done as well as I would like to have done. And there's still tomorrow. There's still today, in fact, to work on all those things. So I never give up. But I do get frustrated sometimes because I think that the people, because, again, of those filters, are not listening or aren't hearing, and it bothers me because I know what my intention is. And maybe it's me. Maybe it all falls on me not expressing myself well enough so that people will clearly understand exactly what it is that I'm saying.
And here's the beauty of the job that we have, is we get the opportunity to see feedback.
Uh-huh.
That lets us know exactly what they think of us.
Right.
And I will never forget this because I took one of the emails that I got from a woman who was obviously a fan of the show but not a fan of mine. And I took her description and I use it on my Facebook pages in the About You section. So every time I start to get a little bit of a big head, I just read this where she says, he's a combination of arrested adolescence, profound good old boy arrogance, and astonishing ignorance with a smidgen of bully all wrapped up in one big dumb package.
Couldn't have said it
better
myself.
That's so true.
I love it.
And that was your wife?
I don't know. Could have been.
All right. So anyway, think about how you...
And how did I sign my name to that?
Exactly. Reveal yourself and whether or not it is... whether you're eager to change your thoughts, whether you like the way you think and you think you need to change for others' benefit. And I'd say that's you got to figure that one out yourself because I don't think there's a rule for that. It's 14 past the hour. All right, your stories or your favorite storytellers with their stories in a moment here on Good Day.
Men, would you like to safely and easily lose belly fat without strict diets or rigorous exercise? Clinical studies show that men who boost their testosterone experience amazing results in reduced belly fat. That's right, testosterone melts belly fat. You've probably heard about some of the benefits of boosting testosterone, such as stronger sex drive and sexual performance, more energy, and even lower cholesterol. But chances are you haven't heard that increasing testosterone causes fat loss. Would you like to boost your testosterone and easily lose belly fat? Then try Andro 400. Listen to what Calvin from Las Vegas said.
I've been taking Andro 400 for about 3 months, and I feel amazing. Drop 35 pounds, no aches or pains, and I have a new zest for life.
So, men, go to andro400.com today and find out how you can naturally boost your testosterone and lose belly fat easily and inexpensively. That's andro400.com, andro400.com.
Tummy troubles? Digestive Advantage can help. It supports your digestive health now and later. Here's how it works. First, a drug-free ingredient immediately begins to target your specific digestive needs. Then, with continued use, the healthy probiotic gives you long-term digestive support. Choose the Digestive Advantage dual-action formula that targets your digestive needs. Gas, constipation, lactose intolerance, and intensive bowel support. Works now and later. That's the Digestive Advantage from Schiff.
500 new business cards. That's 500 first impressions.
At Staples, we know your business printing is important.
30 copies of a killer proposal. 30 yeses to a career-changing deal.
So Staples certified print pros make sure it's perfect.
One new store sign, thousands of new shoppers.
Great business printing can be the difference between making a sale and missing one. For a limited time, buy 200 instant business cards and get 200 free. Order in-store or at staples.com/instant. Staples Instant Printing. Get it made today. Staples. That was easy.
Safe Flight Repair, Safe Flight Replace. Ryan, technician with SafeLight Auto Glass.
So you think all auto glass companies are the same? Well, they're not. With SafeLight, you get more. Every windshield we replace is backed by a national lifetime guarantee, keeping you covered wherever you are. Plus, SafeLight has more glass in stock than anyone, so we can get to you faster.
Just tell your insurance company you want SafeLight, or call us at 1-800-800-2727, or go to SafeLight.com.
All right, 17 change after the hour on today's Doug Steffen Good Day program. It's actually Beyond Good Day, where we go into some of the elements of stories that you have not heard anything about and get everybody thinking about an issue. So, Richie, your turn.
Well, I don't really have a story. It is kind of a story, but I have a question for all of you. I've been wrapped up the past couple of years. I joined Ancestry.com to kind of try and build my family tree. Mm-hmm. And I kind of hopped into it again over the past few weeks and trying to get somewhere. And I was reading some of the articles that were found for my relatives back from, I don't know, the early 1900s, the late 1800s. Really fascinating stuff. Like Archie Ader got together with his grandkids and had a pig roast. Attending was blah, 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 blah. And then it would say things like the Ader family went to church with the Larson family and all this stuff. And it's really funny. But then you also find history, you know, like Civil War vets and the whole thing. And I was wondering if any of you guys have gone and tried to find your family history. Jennifer, I know you've done a little bit. And Roberta, I'm assuming...
Yeah. In fact, we have a Fasinelli Facebook page. It's called Fasinelli Family in the World, and we've been gathering up all the Fasinellis around the world because really there are not that many of us, we're all on this Facebook page now.
How do you know that they are related to you just because they have the same name?
Because it's the same name. There's really only two groups of Fasinellis, one directly blood-related and one distantly related. That's it, and they all come from the same region in Italy. So if the person's last name is Fasinelli, chances are they are related.
Now, here's the interesting thing. I don't think, Doug, you really know much of anything about your family history, do you?
By design.
Really?
I think that there are, being facetious, obviously. There is some on my father's side, Belgian and German. The only one that I actually, because my father ran off, my father's mother died when he was a year old. And the father ran off and married somebody else. So my father came up as an orphan. He didn't know much about his family other than what he learned, you know, from being around them. But on my mother's side, the only one I know anything about is the guy we talked about a couple of weeks ago, who was Black Bill, the Portuguese guy was represented by Abraham Lincoln when he was arrested and thrown in jail because he was black. And he wasn't supposed to be out walking the streets because he was supposed to belong to somebody. And he wasn't... a black man, per se. His skin was black.
He's
but
Portuguese.
He was Portuguese.
Right?
Yeah.
Hmm.
So, I mean, that's
so
as much as I know.
He's Mediterranean, dark-skinned, basically.
Yeah, Mediterranean, mm-hmm. Exactly. Spaniards, a lot of them are the Moors, the people that came, the Moorish influence in Spain. Very dark. North African, culturally.
It's a fascinating project, and I encourage everybody to try and look into their family history a little bit.
Good
it's
idea.
Very neat.
21 after on Good Day.
David J. Smith of Newswatch magazine. In January 2011, after a federal law was passed to transfer a World War I memorial in the Mojave Desert to private ownership, the United States Supreme Court ruled that the cross in the memorial could continue to stand. But the Obama administration refused to allow the land to be transferred as required by law and refused to allow the cross to be erected as ordered by the court. How much more anti-biblical can you get? We would like to offer you an absolutely free one-year subscription to Newswatch magazine. Just call our toll-free number, 1-800-516-8736. That's 1-800-516-8736. Call now while operators are standing by.
Attention, mindless criminals, thugs, and thieves. Go ahead, break a leg. American homeowners are fed up with your door kick-ins and forced entries. We now dare you to try your boot against any door reinforced with the Door Sentinel. The Door Sentinel pack includes a steel door jamb plate with 3.5-inch screws, a lock shield, and hinge shields. The Door Sentinel installs in minutes, securing any front, side, or back doors, even French doors. Criminals, be forewarned, your leg will break before the Door Sentinel will budge. Even if you have an alarm system, back it up with the Door Sentinel. Basic products starting under $20. Order your Door Sentinel today for your home, garage, or any building you own or rent at MySafeDoor.com. That's MySafeDoor.com or call 678-648-6757. That's 678-648-6757. Get your peace of mind back with Door Sentinel. The Door Sentinel. Always on guard.
About going up there, but that is a big mistake. Just look at the world around you, right here on the ocean floor. Such wonderful things around you. What more did you looking for? Under the sea.
Under the sea.
Under the sea.
All right, so Roberta, on the Beyond Good Day program, with yet another story of her scuba diving or something that she's done under the sea that nobody caught her. Now you're going to admit to it? Is that what you're no. fessing up now? Is that a Roberta?
Actually, yes. I mean, as you know, I'm a very avid scuba diver. I have advanced open water training and I have nitrox training, and I've always loved the ocean. In fact, at one point in my life, I was a marine biology major until I realized that there's no money in it, so instead I went into radio.
Yeah, a lot of money.
Surprise! Jokes on me. But this story really caught my interest because you may not know that there are over 650 idle oil platforms in the Gulf of Mexico. I mean, there are thousands of oil platforms in the Gulf of Mexico, but there are 650 that are not doing anything, and they're slated for demolition. Now, you would normally think that this is a good thing, but actually,
prisons. They should make prisons out of them.
What they're finding out now is that the life underneath these oil rigs is unbelievable, because what has happened is that all these corals and sea fans and have started to grow there, and they actually have become coral reefs, and that has attracted fish that normally would not necessarily be in that area because it's just open water. So it has attracted fish and sharks and turtles and become estuaries, and they're finding out now if they demolish these, it's actually going to demolish an entire ecosystem when they do it. So there's a huge movement afoot now not to demolish these platforms all the way down to the bottom. What they usually do is
Greenpeace has got to be pulling their hair out right now.
No, but actually they're supporting it because what they would normally do is just blow them up.
Right.
Yeah, sink them.
You know,
blow them up and sink them.
They would blow them up and they would tow the tops back to shore for salvage, because a lot of it's metal, so they would do it as metal salvage. But what they're finding out now is that when they blow them up, they kill hundreds of thousands of fish. They say blowing up one platform demolishes the fish in the Gulf more than an entire season of fishing does.
Wow.
So it's a very interesting story. It's in today's New York Times. And what they're thinking of doing now is a movement afoot just to have them remove the platforms down to about 80, 85 feet, which I actually think is even too deep, because the biggest coral reefs, I mean, the most life is between about 30 and 50
feet.
So
how then do you, if the platform stays on the surface, then that's one thing. If you are only removing down 80 feet, there are plenty of ocean liners that that take up more.
No. Nobody has a draw of 80 feet.
Dunk. 80 feet?
No. Nobody has a draw of 80 feet.
I'll bet you could find some big battleships or something.
No. Nothing draws 80 feet. I'm a sailor also.
I know you are. You're perfect in every way.
I could tell you that no, nothing draws 80 feet.
The word draw means how deep does the boat go into the water.
Right. But it would be easy to just send divers down. I mean, to dive to 85 feet is nothing. That's, you know, absolutely.
So what are you going to find when you go down there?
What do you mean, what do you find when you go down there?
What do you do when you find...
You just saw it down. You saw it, you know, or go down there with torches.
Yeah, but how do you take the thing off of the stilts and get it out of there without basically it all falling over and...
No, they basically tow it back. It floats. They tow it back.
Hey, but they, yeah, they have to put it on floats, though, in order to do that. They're not
that's easy, too.
Tow it back.
It's basic marine salvage. It's an easy thing to do. They know how to do that.
That's something that really, by the way, as a side issue, one of the things that bothers me a lot, you see all these ships, whether there are Navy ships or some of the retired liners, ocean liners have been beautiful, the money spent to fix them up or to have them around, and they replace them with these big, humongous floating cities. And the new ships have no class. Look at some of these great old ships. My God, they're wonderful. Why doesn't somebody make a museum out of them like they did the Queen Mary instead of just bringing them out and sinking them? 28 past the hour. Food for thought on Good Day.
Long lives, well lived. I'm Bill Newcott, and this is Movies for Grownups.
I work out every day for 2 hours. Jack LaLanne can't afford to die. Wreck my image.
That's legendary fitness king Jack LaLanne, ironically, speaking not long before his death in January 2010 at age 93. LaLanne is a central figure in the terrific documentary How to Live Forever, now on DVD. For boomers especially, How to Live Forever is the perfect film at the perfect moment. Just as they're coming to terms with their own mortality, here comes director Mark Wexler asking all the right questions about life and longevity. And he elicits a staggering range of thoughtful answers, not only from celebrities like LaLanne and comedian Phyllis Diller, but from people like 103-year-old Emma Jackson, who still lives on her own.
When I become a little old lady, I'm going to live with all my kids. I'm going to play in the mud all day and bounce on the furniture without moving my shoes.
Then there's Buster Martin. He spoke with Wexler at age 101, a year after he made headlines in Britain for beating up two thugs who tried to rob him.
Shouldn't have pushed me on the floor. That makes me nightmare. Before they knew it, I'll kick them, two of them. I'm sure they'll never be a father.
Wexler says a series of three events inspired him to make the movie.
When I turned 50, I guess, and my mom died, and my AARP card arrived, very quickly together, it sort of propelled me into making the film. And basically, I wasn't going to go down without a fight.
And as for LaLanne, well, his family says he was still doing his daily exercise routine the day before he succumbed to pneumonia. To the end, he lived by the philosophy he espoused for 7 decades.
The good old days are this second.
This is the moment I've waited for.
This is it. As I said before, who makes it happen? You.
You won't really learn how to live forever if you see How to Live Forever, but you might just learn a thing or two about how to live right now. I'm Bill Newcott.
America's number one source for independent talk radio for over a decade. We are the GCN Radio Network.
For a long time, you've heard me talk about building your own food supply with eFoods Direct. As a listener, you know why you need to have a supply of the best storable food on the planet. Every day we document the attempts to take control of our lives. But there's one thing we can all control. Your greatest dependency, food. eFoods Direct products are made with only the best ingredients and none of the trash and contaminants like trans fats, GMOs, or MSG. This food is nutrient dense and tastes great. It's simple to make, portable, and has a shelf life of up to 25 years. Now with eFoods Direct, you'll get the most affordable, best tasting food you can buy. To celebrate the beginning of summer, you can save 20% off their already affordable prices. This offer ends on June 20th, so take advantage of the summer savings now. Call 800-409-5633 or go to eFoodsDirect.com/Alex for specials. Don't let this offer pass you by. Call 800-409-5633 or eFoodsDirect.com/Alex. More the best for less guaranteed.
Did you know that gold and silver contain healing properties? It's true. Since the beginning of mankind's history, gold and silver have not only been used as real money, but also for healing our minds and bodies. Utopiasilver.com is your leading source for colloidal silver and colloidal gold, offering supplement protocols that can heal and enhance your health. Protocols for boosting the immune system, insomnia, yeast infections, herpes, and countering the effects of vaccinations and radiation poisoning. And now Utopiasilver.com encourages the use of real money with this buy one, get one free real money special. For details on your colloidal silver and colloidal gold supplements, call 888-213-4338 and ask about 50% off for first-time customers. That's 888-213-4338 or visit utopiasilver.com. Utopiasilver.com, fighting for liberty and healing one American at a time.
You may snicker when you hear this message, but you won't laugh after you experience the best-kept health secret ever, Camel Milk. Camel Milk is loaded with health benefits far superior to other milk. Camel Milk has antibacterial, antiviral, and anti-tumor properties, is rich in B vitamins, and Camel Milk is 3 times higher in vitamin C than cow's milk, and 10 times higher in iron. And Camel Milk contains 52 units of insulin-like proteins per liter, effectively lowering blood sugar levels. Many of our members testified that drinking Camel Milk reversed diabetes and greatly improved autism. Camel Milk is easily digested by those who are lactose and beta casein intolerant and comes fresh or frozen from your trusted local family farm shipped on dry ice to preserve freshness. Go to CamelMilkForSale.com now and look under Products and Pricing for the Spring Special with free bonus pints. That's CamelMilkForSale.com, CamelMilkForSale.com.
The Doug Steffen Good Day program. One of the saddest things, information that I came upon the last week or so, is the end of Car Talk. The show that had been produced for 25 years on NPR will cease production later this year. Both the guys are in their 70s. The interesting thing, they have for the last 7 or 8 years both been paid $1 million a year by the folks at NPR. The reason they've been paid that is because they are responsible single-handedly for more donations other than the stuff that's directed toward the Children's Television Workshop and specifically targeted things like Barney and Sesame Street and that stuff. Other than that, and that's mostly television, on the radio side, these guys have single-handedly raised more money for NPR than any other entity in the history of NPR. It's a one-hour Saturday-Sunday show, and through its auspices, it has become so popular that it generates this kind of support. I mean, it's really basically, in the commercial radio world, it's called advertising. They can't call it that on public radio, so it's support. Support for Car Talk comes from, and they list any number it's the same thing. And it generates so much money for NPR that these guys were able to get to extract, shall we say, $1 million, because they've been offered more than that, twice that much, to do regular weekend shows on commercial radio. Twice that much. They are that popular. They could generate that kind of revenue.
And they're the inspiration for a musical, right?
Yeah, there's a musical now playing that's, you're right, in Boston called Car Talk the Musical.
Yeah.
But most everybody, now when I'm now doing the generational thing, I'm asking everybody, do you know who these people are? It's like this is the reaction, because people don't know who Liddy is, and they don't know who Francis Gary Power is, they don't know who whomever. So everybody here knows about Car Talk, right?
Mm-hmm. Yes.
I haven't left anybody out. Okay. So that's, but it's really an amazing show, and it's just the two of them being them. How clever is it to develop a radio program around people who are just being themselves? Duh. And the way it sounds is you think you're hearing them live. In fact, they have been, for a number of years, taping on Thursday night. They'll go to a studio, the BUR, WBUR studios in Boston, after the regular production needs of the day are gone. Whenever you hear people calling in to the show, you think it's them calling in. But in fact, those people call in while the show is airing live. The producers take down their name and phone number, and they judge whether they think they'd be good or not. Then they give the information to another producer who calls them and screens them and sets them up and says, are you available Thursday night at 7 o'clock?
Hmm.
Will Tom and
And what's your story? Oh, tell me more about that story.
Yeah.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Oh, that's interesting. I guess that made you what? And then they go to Tom, and you know, and they say, okay, so here's the story.
Tom, what's the other?
Tom
the other?
Bob, I don't know.
Car Talk, no. But what's the other? There's another name. I don't even remember what the other. All you hear is Tom, my brother Tom. Anyway, so they have about 4,900 shows in the can. I'm going to guarantee that because of the way I'm betting, these guys have got a $1 million deal with the with NPR for the rest of their lives. And so why would they do that? I mean, it's not like it was a big deal. They spend max 3 or 4 hours a week on this, and that's max, max, max. They have their own little story, but the producers put it all together. It's really been a wonderful romp.
Tom
show,
and Ray.
Ray, that's Ray. The other name. Yeah, Ray. Ray, I think, is the younger one. But they both on their own, individually and collectively, had run a series of garages in Cambridge, Mass., forever. And they started doing this local show on the public station 25 years ago, and because apparently somebody who worked at the station got their car fixed at their garage. And they started talking to them, and they were both hysterical. You guys should come over and do a show on the station. And that's what they did. And it developed into this massive success story that hasn't been duplicated by anything at NPR, on the radio anyway. Nothing, whether it's Morning Edition, Afternoon Edition, All Things Considered, Wait, Wait, Don't Tell Me, whatever it is, it doesn't scratch what these two guys have done on their own with a one-hour show. And they were just being themselves. And they have all these people around them supporting them, and they send them on speaking engagements, which they get $25K apiece for.
Gosh.
You know, they're all that they become, and they still run the garage. The garage still operates, and they go in every day. And so I don't understand why somebody said, you know, you guys should probably stop doing this, or whether one of them said, I don't want to do it anymore, because it's craziness. It's stuff that you would keep going and going unless one of them's sick, and you don't know that from the stories. But they have generated some of the classic radio lines.
Tom and Ray.
Tom and Ray. Yeah, the Click and Clack, the Tappet Brothers. And they have these foolish... Half the stuff on the show has nothing to do with cars. Nothing to do with cars. If you listen to the show, you know what I'm talking about. It's just fun stuff. Very appealing personalities. And it's a wonderfully executed show. They deserve all the success that they've had. But the funny thing is, you know, they all the calls start the same because they've been prepped. The producer preps them and says, hello, you're on Car Talk. That's what Tom or Ray says. And then they say, well, this is Fred from Philadelphia, Pennsylvania, and here's my problem. What, you think every caller is going to start that way? No. That's the way they're prepped before they are. And in some cases, Tom and Ray never talk to the caller. The producers talk to the caller, and they edit the calls and put Tom and Ray's voice in afterwards.
The behind the scenes.
It's been very cleverly done. And there are a few shows like that are done, like The Money Pit. Tom Kreitler does that.
Mm-hmm.
There's a show that way.
Well, he talks to all the people, though.
Yeah, he does it himself. It's just it's really a wonderful tribute to how things like that can be. It's a great American story, Frank. I'm always pleased to tell that story about those guys. Earlier in the day, I had mentioned, I know that Jennifer hasn't gone yet and Heather haven't gone, right? Those two?
Mm-hmm.
We don't. Okay, so we're going to get time for the stories. There is a woman from Tulsa, Oklahoma, who is suing the city's code enforcement office after she said they cut down her garden without cause. Story, I think we have that story at DougStefan.com today. Denise Morrison said she has more than 100 plant varieties in her front yard, vegetable, like I have in my garden, everybody else has in their garden. So the front and backyards were filled with flowers, and there are all kinds of different things like garlic and chives and grapes and strawberries and spearmint and peppermint, that sort of thing. She got a letter from the city saying there'd been a complaint about her yard. She said she took pictures and met with city inspectors, but they wouldn't listen. So she invited them to her home so that she could hear from them what the problem was. Instead, what they came with were saws and trimmers and clippers, and they cut it all down. So she went to court. The judge told them to come back in October. And, you know, they've been back and forth and back and forth. Anyway, they cut down trees, fruit trees, anything that was in her front yard, they pulled out.
That's a lot of money.
This is Tulsa, Oklahoma.
This is a suit.
Sue the living hell out of them. That's what I do. And you can hear the anger in my voice. Who the hell do these people think they are? I have a woman who's doing my garden. You've heard me talk about her, Renee. She does the same thing. Her front yard, and this is what attracted me, because she's got a 40 by 40 postage stamp front lawn. And she planted a garden there, took up the lawn and planted a garden.
That's awesome.
Everybody in her neighborhood and stuff. So I said, geez, why don't you come over and do that with my garden? And that's what she's done. But I'm just thinking here of what would happen if the city or the town of Framingham decided, okay, you can't have, and this is how arbitrary this is. The town says, you can't have a garden in your front yard. Who the hell are you to tell me what I can have in my front yard or what I can't have in my front yard? And they kept telling her when she was protesting, they don't care. That's every word out of their mouth was, we don't care. Imagine dealing with that. We don't care. Government gone completely bonkers. And apparently some of the things that she was growing treated her diabetes. Naturally, the woman has diabetes. And they said, we don't care. This is the time when you throw a Molotov cocktail into town hall. This whole town is so angry about this, as well they should be. This comes out of the same playbook as the FDA agents going into the woman's house who was selling milk with their guns drawn. It's the same stuff.
Batty.
Completely out of control. Anyway.
That's awful on a lot of levels. I mean, it's a lot of... My mother's a huge gardener. She's all flower garden stuff, though. But, I mean, it's like consumes her every moment, and she loves it.
It's
if somebody
theory.
Came in and ripped her stuff up, oh, my gosh.
Awful. And then there's the story of the lady, 49-year-old Russian woman, who woke up at her own funeral last Friday.
Cool.
Only to have a heart attack and die when she realized what was going on.
That's awesome.
In the casket.
No.
She had been falsely declared dead after collapsing with chest pain. She went to the hospital. Doctor says she's dead. They stuck her in a coffin. Next day, mourners filing past saying prayers. The coffin's open. She opens her eyes and screams.
That's
oh, my gosh.
Passes out.
Hello, therapy. Oh.
And then she lived for 12 minutes in the coffin.
And she was done.
And dead.
Can you imagine being the one that heard her scream?
So they continue with the funeral.
Recover?
Right, that's convenient.
They continue with the funeral. Unbelievable.
Hey, listen, if you're going to die, you might as well be at your own funeral, right? If you're going
to
kick it.
All right, so let's see here. We have Jennifer and Heather. You're going to have to fight because we only have time for one story.
Heather can go. Mike can hold.
Okay. After these words, Heather and her Beyond Good Day story.
Some nights I can't get to sleep. Some nights I can't stay asleep. With Unisom, I can do both.
Unisom sleep tabs are clinically proven to help you fall asleep 33% faster and keep you asleep longer, so you get a more restful night's sleep. Made with an ingredient not found in other leading sleep aids, Unisom sleep tabs are safe and non-habit forming. Just one pill takes the uncertainty out of bedtime, giving you the sleep you need.
So I wake up ready to go.
Unisom sleep tabs. Fall asleep faster. Sleep longer.
Tummy troubles? Digestive Advantage can help. It supports your digestive health now and later. Here's how it works. First, a drug-free ingredient immediately begins to target your specific digestive needs. Then, with continued use, the healthy probiotic gives you long-term digestive support. Choose the Digestive Advantage dual-action formula that targets your digestive needs. Gas, constipation, lactose intolerance, and intensive bowel support. Works now and later. That's the Digestive Advantage from Schiff.
All whey protein powders are not created equal. Fresh liquid whey has been used for hundreds of years to restore health to the sick and youth to the aging. Why is it that no one reports these benefits from today's whey protein powders? It is because they are all processed with heat or chemicals which damages them, making them a burden for your body and making it more likely to cause allergies. One World Whey's True Cool process retains all the powerful properties of fresh raw whey in a concentrated powder. One World Whey is speeding up the body's ability to get healthy, and it is replacing the need for many other supplements. To learn how One World Whey may help you with fat loss, the elimination of inflammation and pain, detoxification of heavy metals, intestinal health, brain function, and increases in strength, energy, and muscle size, call 888-988-3325. Mention coupon code KNOCKOUT and you'll receive a free tube of KNOCKOUT pain cream with your order, which eliminates soft tissue pain in 10 minutes for 90% of users. Call 888-988-3325 or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
People are busier than ever, with a line between their work and personal life blurring more every day. That's why Ivanka Trump is working with Motorola Mobility to share one of her secrets for success.
Technology is a key part of staying on top of everything that I've done, for work and at home. Smartphones like the Droid, Razer Max, and Droid 4 can act almost like personal assistants, so you're always organized, connected, and as productive as possible.
Ivanka is the executive vice president of the Trump Organization, but also finds time to be a mom and to support social causes for young women by taking advantage of new mobile technologies.
The right technology can make a huge difference in how productive we are, and Motorola's business-ready devices will boost your productivity and power you to do more. Technology has definitely had an incredible impact on my life. It keeps me connected and productive.
For more info on business-ready devices from Motorola, visit Motorola.com/business-ready or visit Motorola's Facebook page.
Hey, Flo.
Yeah?
So let's wrap up this leaf blowing, and then we can finish pruning the shrubs up front.
Already done. Hey, one question.
Yep?
Just hypothetically, if the shrubs were pruned to look like cartoon animals, that would be a good thing, right? Hypothetically?
Insuring your business vehicles with Progressive is like having Flo on the road with you. Low down payments, great discounts, and flexible billing options. Now that's Progressive. Visit Progressive.com today. United Financial Casualty Company and Affiliates.
All right, fingers in the focus with Heather.
Focus on fingers.
Focus on fingers.
So recently, right, I was in this conversation with a friend, Jason, and he was talking about this whole finger-digit ratio testosterone in the womb thing. Mm-hmm. And so I got curious and started doing a little research. Put your right hand up and take a look.
We've done this before.
Shake it all about.
Yeah. Exactly. Do a little dance and whatnot. And apparently, I never knew this before, but women usually have about, you know, their ring finger and index finger about the same length. True. Men, the exposure to testosterone when in the womb, usually they're going to have a longer ring finger.
Yep.
And it's supposed to show more testosterone.
You got one, Richie?
Longer than what?
Longer than
your index.
And they're about the same.
See, I got more testosterone than you because mine's
there
longer.
There you go.
Yeah. And apparently, usually, men will have, like, a stronger jawline. It also affects the facial features.
How does that look?
And then women that have more testosterone exposure when they're in the womb, if they have the longer, so they say longer ring finger, they're going to be more task-driven, more kind of like that Amazon woman kind of thing going on.
Mine are the same or equal.
Yeah, mine are pretty much the same, too.
Usually with women, they are pretty much close to equal. Mine, I that's why I was putting my hands up and I'm looking. And I think mine are pretty much equal, too. But if you're finding, like, if you're dating a woman. Let's
so when you go on a first date with somebody, you should look down.
Shut your hands out.
You know what? Because
you know what? Also,
laying on the table.
The strong, the higher levels of testosterone is going to affect other things, you know, other than just focus, such as libido and, you know. Yeah.
Yeah, all right, so there it is. Check out your fingers. Know what fingers do what. I guess that
would
be
one. While you're at them, sniff them, just because it's fun.
51 after the hour.
The food storage industry leader has done it again.
Introducing FDG Clubs and Survival Bucks from the Freeze Dry Guy. For over 39 years, the Freeze Dry Guy has served various government agencies and the private sector with the finest in storable foods and emergency rations. If you've wanted to build emergency food supplies but couldn't afford it, now you can. Go to freezedryguy.com, click on products, and look for the Freeze Dry Guy Clubs to pay as you go.
Now you can build food storage without going into debt.
Choose from a payment range of $95 to $450 per month.
month.
Our clubs work with everyone's budget.
Plus, when you join Freeze Dry Guy clubs, you'll get additional rewards. For example, this month, get 10% back in survival bucks on all purchases in the Freeze Dry Guy product line, plus free shipping within the lower 48 states on any order amount. Hurry, go to freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-3663. That's freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-3663. The Freeze Dry Guy, the best you can buy.
The summer specials are on at HHA, Herbal Healer Academy. Current customers know this is the time to save big at herbalhealer.com. And you customers, welcome to the web's best place to save on vitamins, minerals, and more. Right now, Herbal Healer's summer specials include our 500 parts per million colloidal silver, all sizes on sale. Liquid CalMag Vitamin D and Organic Iodine, CoQ10 with Hawthorn, Colon Enhancer, Super 2, Natural Laxative, our exceptional product Tonixin, Memory Power, and Super Male and Femplex, all on sale for summer at HerbalHealer.com. Also get 10% off on the Herbal Healer Academy Survival Course. Information that might save your life. Enjoy same-day shipping and free online newsletter. Log on to our nation's leader in supplying quality natural medicine and education since 1988. Herbal Healer Academy at HerbalHealer.com.
A busy week ahead as the Sandusky trial continues, and so does the battle against a raging wildfire. I'm David Weiss, and this is News That Matters. We start in a Pennsylvania courtroom where the Jerry Sandusky child sex abuse trial is set to resume today. The jury was given a long weekend off after 4 days of disturbing testimony last week. Prosecutors called 8 of Sandusky's alleged victims to the stand, each one describing in detail how the former Penn State assistant football coach molested them as boys. The 68-year-old Sandusky is charged with 52 counts of child sex abuse. As to the wildfire we mentioned at the top, there are actually several of them burning in several states, but the one getting the most attention is the so-called High Park Fire near Fort Collins, Colorado, now over a week old. The battle to bring this massive blaze under control continues today. Winds gusting to 50 miles per hour forced the air assault to be grounded yesterday. On the ground, temperatures in the 90s made it more than difficult for the 1,600-plus firefighters involved in this effort. Fire Authority Battalion Chief John Lippert said, as this is one of the most intense fires he's ever fought.
When you have a half a mile wide fire front and having flames 100 feet in the air and radiant heat that you can feel a half a mile away, that's a lot.
Containment of this wildfire is said to be at 45%. The fire has burned over 43,000 acres so far. Now, here's something else that will matter to you.
After discovering and amassing some of the most sought-after hoards of gold coins of the past 100 years, the New York Mint is announcing the public release from its vaults of the famous $10 gold Indian, struck from 1907 to 1933. It's amazing that this hoard of coins even exists. When the nation was gripped by an economic frenzy in 1933, millions of gold coins were officially recalled and lost forever to government meltdowns. But now, the New York Mint is releasing a limited number of these sought-after $10 gold Indians on a first-come, first-served basis. Call now for free historical information. You'll also receive a collector's CVD absolutely free. Call 1-800-608-9425. All of these magnificent $10 gold Indians are security in uncertain economic times, so both collectors and investors will be eager to get their hands on this important part of American history. Act fast to ensure you don't miss this special opportunity. For free historical information and a free collector's DVD, call 1-800-608-9425. That's 1-800-608-9425.
It's a new week on Wall Street with the market trying to pick up where it left off last Friday. A triple-digit gain for the Dow on Friday, up 115 points to 12,767. S&P added 14 points, NASDAQ with a 36-point gain. Authorities waiting for autopsy results on the body of Rodney King, who died yesterday at the age of 47. Police say King's body was found at the bottom of his pool with no obvious signs of foul play. King gained fame in 1991 after he was beaten badly by the LAPD in an incident captured on video. When the officers involved in the beating were acquitted, it led to those deadly riots in L.A. Some kind of major announcement is expected today from Microsoft in what is being billed as an exclusive media event
But there's a lot of mystery involved with this. No mention of what is going to be unveiled or even where this event is being held. We do expect this event to begin with this sound effect. After all, it is Microsoft. There is speculation this announcement could be the introduction of a Microsoft tablet computer. We'll see. Business at the box office over the weekend. Madagascar 3, Europe's Most Wanted, number one again. Another $35.5 million. Prometheus, the sci-fi thriller, number two again. And coming in third, a Broadway musical turned into a movie.
I decided if I couldn't see Stacey Jacks, I was going to be Stacey Jacks.
Hey, it's a musical. Start singing.
But a beat up six string.
And there you go. Rock of Ages with $15.1 million. Tom Cruise is Stacey Jacks, and yes, he does sing, along with Alec Baldwin and Paul Giamatti and others who don't normally sing. Not that anyone asked me, but I like the Broadway show a whole lot better. Some sports-related closing notes. NBA Finals, Game 3 in Miami last night. The Heat holds on for a 91-85 win over the Oklahoma City Thunder. Miami leads 2-1 in the best of 7, Game 3 in Miami tomorrow night. U.S. Open Golf, Tiger Woods falls apart over the weekend. The winner turned out to be Webb Simpson, who said it wasn't his plan to win.
This is only my second U.S. Open, and so I told myself, you know, don't get too excited, don't try to win.
Well, if that's the case, something went wrong, because Webb did win his first major title. And one more winning effort over the weekend to talk about, the 7th annual Surf Dog Contest at Imperial Beach in California. A world record was set for most dogs at one time on a single surfboard. At least 14 of them got on the board at once and rode the waves. What do you guys have to say for yourselves? Hey, one at a time. They're saying things like, wow, man, cool, rad, the waves were gnarly, we were hanging. Stuff like that. I'm David Weiss. That's the news that matters.
Hey, honey.
Hi, Dad.
What you drawing?
It's our house. That's you.
Oh.
Me.
Huh?
Mom and Josh.
Wow.
Playing ball.
You are becoming quite the artist.
When you're a kid, you don't know that home ownership builds communities. That owning a home contributes to higher self-esteem and better test scores. You just know that home is where you play, grow, and learn. The National Association of Realtors wants you to know that home ownership matters to our families, our neighborhoods, and our country. Learn more at houselogic.com/homeownership.